call the September 6th Plan Commission meeting order. Mr. Fuchs, please call the roll.
Merrillson?
Here.
Commissioner Hogan?
She's excused.
Commissioner Burkhart?
Here.
Commissioner Haley?
Here.
Commissioner Morrow?
Here.
Alderman Dandrea?
Here.
Commissioner Fowler?
Here. Have a quorum. Please rise and join the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
I'm going to violate open meetings law for the moment and wish Nick well in his career advancement. I'm pleased that he's got the next level job up, and he and I have talked many times about his career path, and he's got a job that I think he well deserves. So congratulations, Nick. Your last day is September the 12th, so let's all wish Nick well in his career.
Yeah. Thank you.
He served us well. We're going to miss him. And Joel, of course, is nodding up and down. So best wishes, Nick.
Thank you.
It's good for you, and it's good for your family. I think it's a wonderful thing. Okay, in your packet is the minutes from the regular meeting August 23rd. Any additions or corrections?
Move approval.
Second.
All those in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Move on to item C1, a public hearing on Midtown Gas and Liquor convenience store with outside parking and storage for semi-tractor trailers. Was this held open, Alderman?
Yes, it should have been.
Okay. The public hearing notice has already been written. Is there anyone wishing to speak on this matter? Sir, use the microphone. Give us your name and address, please.
My name is Anthony Newman. Address is S69. W13468 Sorine Circle.
In what city?
Muskego.
Okay, nice.
You wanted to drop the storage area in the back because of the buffer zone, and he got a person to come and survey the area, and is in the process of getting an architect to draw it up. And that's about it.
Okay, thank you. Anyone else? Anyone else wishing to speak? Seeing no one else rise, I'll close the public hearing on this matter. Mr. Dietl?
Thank you. Staff is recommending approval of part of the project, the part that deals with the existing gas station. It is a legal non-conforming use currently. It doesn't meet setbacks. So staff is recommending approval of that, and then it will no longer be a legal non-conforming use. It will be just legal. Staff is not recommending approval of both the applicants mentioned outdoor storage. Also, we're not recommending approval of the outdoor truck parking. I can note that truck parking has been on that property a number of times over the years. None of those were with approvals. There was a 1994 special use approval for outdoor parking of recreational vehicles only, and that had expired a long time ago. Every time the ownership changed over, another zoning for the gas station, another zoning compliance was issued, five separate occasions over the years since 1994. Each time, I checked them all, staff said that as a condition of approval of the zoning compliance, they had to remove the outdoor trucking. Each owner would tackle that problem to one extent or another, but the use never really went away until this last time. That use had been entirely removed. The site had been entirely cleaned up. Now a truck started appearing again without approvals. So staff is not recommending approval of the outdoor parking of trucks. However, if the Plan Commission wants to recommend approval, we do have a number of conditions in the resolution that would address our most serious concerns. There are other lesser concerns that aren't in those conditions. If you were thinking of going in that direction, I could point out what those were as well.
Questions from the commission? Mr. City Engineer.
Mr. Deedle, my office prepared some comments on June 7th, actually, and it looks like most of those were incorporated. ATC is one I don't see. They should contact ATC about an easement.
I believe the applicant did.
Okay.
There is something in the
package. There is.
Yeah, there was an easement attached.
Okay. So as the rest of the comments, it looks like you incorporated them in your memo. I just want to make sure there's nothing else that was missed in that.
Anyone else? Commissioner Fowler.
I just have some concerns. One, the drainage area in the back of the property. The applicant doesn't seem to have put together like the natural resource map, which is mentioned in the analysis by staff, and I just would ask the city engineer of their concerns about that drainage. If that doesn't seem to get a resource plan or a map to show it and show that it's going to be protected, are there concerns about that drainage? I believe I was over on the site looking at it. It appears to me the drainage goes from north to south, but I wanted to verify that with the city engineer and to see if there's any concerns about that drainage.
Mr. City Engineer.
To my knowledge, it goes from north to south, but I would have to ask staff to verify that.
Okay. So. But do you have any concerns about if we don't have some kind of natural resource? I mean, it's not aesthetically what I would consider some great wetland or beautification of Franklin, but it is, I think, important as a drainage and as a flood management tool and a stormwater management tool. And I think that's what we call our natural resources, if that's not correct, or if planning staff could address that.
Mr. Deal.
It's in our staff comments. It wasn't one of the conditions. If they would use that area in the back, and it also clips apart the northeastern corner of that ATC or the easement area. If they were going to go into either one of those areas, we were going to add another recommendation. Staff would recommend another recommendation to do a full-blown NRPP. We don't have confirmation if that stream is navigable, and we don't have confirmation about the wetlands. They did this approximate 100-foot buffer that probably would pick up most of that stuff, but we don't know that for sure. So we were okay with the map they gave us if nothing happens back there. But that includes that easement area as well. So the applicant had just said that they aren't asking for the outdoor storage area east of the easement area, but this 100-foot buffer does extend to a portion of that easement area. So the staff would say if they stay out of the easement area also, then this map would be okay. If they want to go into that easement area, then we would like to add a recommendation. And if you want to recommend approval of that going into the easement area, we would like to add a condition about doing it in our opinion.
I would like to add that. I mean, that would make me more comfortable from a drainage and flood management, stormwater management perspective. But the staff, I would think if staff seemed to agree with that might be needed.
Yeah. If they get in the easement area, we would want to.
Okay.
Commissioner Haley.
Oh, you did this, and
I
interpreted.
I'm reading, I'm sorry.
The flick was interpreted as, hey, calling me.
Anyone else? Alderman Dandry.
I'm just concerned about the practicality of having the necessity of having tractor trailers parking there. We've got
they just said
trucks.
They're not going to do it.
Well, what aren't they going to do? No, they said outdoor storage.
Oh, okay.
Which would be encroaching on the wetland buffer. But I'm trying to rationalize it because we've got truck stops that are close to the interstate that is for this purpose. And we're trying to, we're investing significant assets in and around it. And so I'm just struggling with it, especially when you're already, it's been abused. And, the mayor will do his scolding, okay, but we shouldn't be always behind the eight ball here and asking for something, and then all of a sudden we're put up against the wall. You're encroaching on the property below, okay? And, you know, it talks about having facilities to be able to take care of the drivers when they are there. I'm struggling with this one. That's all. Those are my comments. We'll let, you know, everybody else add their input.
Well, I'm going to add mine. I don't believe that the city would benefit from additional outdoor storage, nor do I believe that the city's in desperate need for semi-trailer and tractor places to park in the city. I would strongly recommend the commission remove that from this use. Commissioner Fowler.
Just a quick question. Also, when I was there, I noticed it seems to be, I don't know if that's a turning on the map they show here, but it seems people use that. It doesn't look like an official turnaround on Old Loomis, the road there. Forest Home. I apologize. But it goes down to that road. Is that something the DOT recognizes as a turnaround on that road? Yeah.
But
is that official?
Toward Forest Home.
On Forest Home, that turn there. I've seen trucks try to turn now.
That driveway was put in at the request of the fire department, I believe, so they could get quicker access through here for certain calls. It's supposed to be a one-way gravel road through Lure Ford.
So it is something the city actually authorized to have?
And it's marked.
Okay, so it is an official turnaround. Trucks can use that to swing around and go back up?
No.
I think we're talking about two different things.
This gravel drive here.
No, I'm talking about the access.
This here.
Nope. On Forest Home, the little turn.
Someone's median. Cutting across the median.
They cut across the median. I'm sorry, across the median, Kevin. My apologies. I don't know if that's an official.
I guess it's there for our fire trucks. Our fire trucks would not be coming up that way. Anyway.
So it's not an official, but a truck did make a turn there. I mean, I've seen it. So I'm not sure if that's legal or not. But, I think they'd have to go quite away south to go to an official turn to come back up. So I think they just turn there when they get the opportunity. I don't know if the applicant can answer that question or if they know how they're using that, if the truckers are using that to turn around to get back into the parking lot.
Well, that's a county highway, so.
It is a county highway. I understand.
So just to be more succinct in my my statement, all for the gas station. Mark, you know better. Don't be doing that. Okay. Just to be more succinct, I'm all for the gas station. I'm all for lighting up the C store again. I have no need for additional truck or outdoor storage in this city. Mr. Morrow.
Mr. Fowler, I think what you're referring to is actually a connection to Hiller Ford.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I went out and met with the Fords folks, I don't know, maybe 3 or 4 months ago. With all the construction issues, there are a lot more traffic. I basically said it's okay to go have the two-way traffic during construction just because of the construction on the Highway 100. So, yeah. I expect that to go back to normal once the construction is completed.
And normal would be just an unofficial.
I think it's a one-way in, I believe.
Okay.
So.
Thank you.
Mr. Deedle, would you fashion us a motion? Let's try it without the truck storage. I have what I have as notes, but you'll do it better than I.
Motion to recommend approval of the resolution imposing conditions and restrictions for the approval of a special use for a gas station convenience for a use, strike, and for outside parking and storage area for semi truck trailers and other vehicles over 8,000 pounds and vehicle weight. Keep upon property located at 1123 West Forest. And also a motion for that motion to remove them because they would no longer be necessary. Conditions number 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 11. Those are the ones pertaining to the outdoor trucking if you wanted to keep them.
A Mr. City Attorney.
Perhaps a condition that simply states no outdoor storage or truck parking, truck and trailer parking is permitted.
Is there a language correction on you're deleting three, correct?
Deleting conditions, number 4 through 9, and then number 11.
And you need to make some adjustments, I think, under three. That's the words convenience
yes.
store, and then strike and through vehicle use. Is that your opinion?
Yes.
Is there such a motion?
So move.
Is there a second?
Second.
All those in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. Okay. Thanks, guys. Move on to business matters. Woodland Prairie Condominium site and building change. Deal.
As the staff report mentions, there was last year a special use made some changes to the building styles and sizes. One of the conditions of that special use was for the applicant or the property owner to do a condominium plat to reflect those changes. That is before us today. That is matching what was presented in that special use. Staff has no conditions or concerns, and only has a couple of conditions, one of which obtain all signatures and approvals from the condo association, record the document with the register of deeds, and of course provide us a copy. Other than that, staff's recommending approval.
Is there a motion to recommend approval of resolution conditionally approving a condominium plat first addendum for the Woodland Prairie condominium development to increase the number of buildings from 13 buildings to 15 and change the number of units from within the buildings at 6701 to 6799 South Prairie Wood Lane?
So moved.
Second.
Discussion?
Question.
Alderman Dandrea.
Hey, Joel, why on the platted survey we've got units 131 and 32, but in the foundation plan we've got units 61 and 62? Is that just it would be the third page in where you see the stairs and you see unit 61, 62.
No, looks correct. Building number 6 on the condominium plat is the one that is outlined in bold that's in the lower left, or lower... Yeah, lower left. So building 6, unit 61 and 62.
Oh, we're talking this one over here.
Yep. Looks okay.
It's okay?
Yep.
Okay.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries. Move on to D2 of Plan Development District number 37, the Rock Sports Complex, a 3-lot certified survey map. Mr. Deedle?
Similarly, an earlier version of this certified survey map was before us last year, I believe. Since then, they've acquired, the applicant or property owners acquired some more property from the DOT. They're adding those to the lots, shifting one of the lot lines as well. We're recommending approval. In the staff report, there was one condition. They don't provide the full 20-foot width for the easement for the water main, I think it is, that we normally ask for. But further conversations with staff, engineering staff just recently indicated they were okay because the applicant points out that they are going to have some agreement with the DOT to be able to get in there in the right-of-way to do whatever they need to do. And furthermore, staff was indicating that in this particular case, it wasn't critical that the fire hydrant itself had to be within an easement. So staff would be recommending, if the city engineer agrees as well, to remove that condition. And then staff would be recommending approval. Condition number
six. questions from the commission? Okay. Is there a motion to recommend? Mark, you got anything?
No.
You're sure?
I'm positive.
Okay. A motion to recommend approval of resolution conditionally approving a three-lot certified survey map being lot 3 and lot 4 of the certified survey map number 9042 and the lands in the northwest one quarter of the northeast one quarter and the northeast one quarter and the southeast one quarter of the northwest one quarter of section 9 town 5 north range 21 east in the city of Franklin, Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
So moved.
Second.
Discussion. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Is there a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries.